going on, everybody? It's your boy J Omega at J Omega SO on every social media network. Y'all know where to follow me.
And it's your boy Saya SO on all social media networks. Y'all know where to get at me.
This is episode 25 of the Officially Street Podcast. We back with another one.
Almost half a year.
It's almost half a year, man. Almost half a year. We've been doing this for a little while, and we haven't dropped a bonus episode in a minute. So it's really just been straight. Week after week.
I need to talk to you after. I got an idea, man. I said that last week. And then guess what, guys? Never spoke to Jay about it.
That's all good, though. We got a lot to talk about this episode, though, man. We're gonna run through quite a bit. Yeah. All hip-hop, pretty much. But, I mean, y'all already know. You know, we got to talk about the Meek and Drake shit.
Yeah.
You know, we got to talk about this nigga Martin Shkreli.
Wildin'.
We got to talk about 50 Wildin' again.
Guys, you know what I mean? Puff.
Gotta talk about Puff.
With Puff.
I don't know if y'all know. This kind of just came out today.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe we might have something new for y'all that y'all haven't heard yet. But yeah, so we got a lot to discuss this episode. Hopefully we can run through it in a timely fashion.
All right.
Without going too crazy. But hey, anyway,
real quick, yeah, I want people to let us know. Is about an hour cool with y'all?
What's ideal? What is too lengthy of a podcast? Because I listen to podcasts that are anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. And sometimes...
It should be like 2 hours.
Sometimes they wild out and they get up to 2 hours. I think 2 hours is way too long. Mm-hmm. I think an hour and a half is doable. What do y'all think as far as our podcast go? When do y'all start fading out? Because I've noticed our subscribers are slowly starting to decline, which is okay because some of the fans that were just kind of testing us out in the beginning, maybe it's not really for them, which I get. We still holding strong at a good amount of subscribers, but they kind of going down from where they used to be. So I'm wondering, what is it that we could change to better, you know, get you guys interested?
You know, another thing I want to do, and I mean, I'll start, you know, putting it on our Twitter and like our Facebook, but like, I want y'all to like, you know, feel free to hit us up, ask us questions about anything. You know what I mean? Seriously, about like anything, about either music, shows, you know what I mean? Your personal life,
it don't gotta be hip hop.
You know what I mean? Cause I be having people hit me up like, hey man, you know, I have this topic, but it's not really hip hop. But I'm like, yo, just let me know. Like, if it's interesting, yeah, we'll talk about it. You know what I mean?
You know, a lot of people come to me and they discuss like their personal lives and they have personal questions, and it has nothing to do with hip hop, has nothing to do with really anything pertaining to this show. But they'll ask me questions and I'm like, damn, this would be good material to talk about on the podcast. But I don't feel right bringing it to the podcast without them telling me they want me to.
I'm about to start asking these, like, have I used this?
That's what I'm saying.
I won't use your name.
Listen, y'all know the email. It's officiallystreet@gmail.com. Y'all know our Twitter. Shout out to all of our new followers because we got a whole bunch of new followers over this past week. Mm-hmm. We've been putting in the work and really promoting and trying to...
Foaming, going crazy.
We've been trying to get a little bit of our networking up. So shout out to all the new followers. The Twitter is @TOSPodcast_SO. That's @TOSPodcast_SO. On Twitter, we up to about 500 followers now. So shout out to all of the new listeners and all of the new followers.
And then we're on Facebook too, and that's just at Officially Street. So like, if you go on Facebook and just search it, you'll find us.
Yeah, we ain't shout out to Facebook in a while, but Sire's been on there pretty active, so we've been a little more interaction on there.
Interaction.
All right. Listen.
You sure you ain't been drinking yet?
3 weeks sober, son. 3 weeks sober.
You know, that's what always starts this shit is you mumbling some words.
I say something crazy and I have to really reiterate, like, I'm 3 weeks sober, baby. So
this nigga, man, he said slavely last week.
Listen, like, I can't. I cannot wait until Valentine's Day because I'm going to wild out.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's your cutoff.
That's my cutoff day, and I'm gonna lose my mind.
I still think that maybe you should. I don't mean to tell you how to live your life, but do like you were doing before, like limit it to like the weekend where you wild out.
Well, that's no. I do that's limit it to the weekend anyway. I don't drink during the week, regardless. I don't.
All right.
Unless I'm off work. If I'm off work, I might. If I'm not off, I don't drink during the week anyway. Or if it's a podcast day. If it's a podcast day, then yeah, I'm drinking, you know. So that's Thursdays. And Friday, Saturday. So my weekend just starts early, pretty much. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday.
Friday. I got you.
Which
got
is you. Fucking half the week, actually. Damn. There's only 7 days in
that's
a week.
That's still bad. So that's four. Yeah, it's kinda, yeah. 4 out of 7.
God damn. I just thought about it. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Whatever, man. You know, the first step, the big... Nick told me, Nick, on a shot to Nick, he kind of got a little upset because we flamed him.
I used to have chicken with my chicken.
Yeah. Flamed him 2 episodes ago. But nah, Nick was like, yo, man, you know, the first step is admitting you have a problem. And hey, you know, I admit I might have a little drinking problem, but fuck it. You know, I don't give a shit.
Hey.
I'm still a happy drunk. As long as I ain't knocking niggas out when I walk outside and, you know, act a fool.
Nah, anyway, that's very true. Very true.
Anyway, hit us up. Let us know what we can do to improve the show and cater to y'all ears a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We appreciate all the love still that we've been getting from everybody who've been rocking with us from day one. Like I said, we've been losing a couple subscribers here and there, but a lot of the main ones have still stuck around, and y'all are...
Tell your friends, nigga!
Okay. Sayer is big, and he's kind of stocky and loud and scary.
Nah.
So when he yells like that, it kind of, you know, uneases me. So I would
I
listen
mean it like that.
I would
all.
Listen to what he says cuz he
I'm a nice dude, all right?
I would listen cuz you don't want the problems with Syed. All right, he's benching 405 pounds.
I've been relaxing.
Easily.
I've been relaxing.
Okay,
all right?
Squats 700.
Chill. Nigga, my hamstring won't let me do
you know
that,
what
all
I
right?
mean? Hey, listen.
Actually, no, my shit's been all right lately.
All that physical therapy, man.
My shit's been all
right. All the massages.
Listen, I actually had a female last time I went. No, I'm lying.
Okay.
About
okay,
two times I went.
Okay.
And then last time it was the same dude. And I was just like, well, at least I know what to expect now.
Hey, it is what
and
it
let
is.
Let me remind you, I've been getting flamed for that. Like, I tell this story and like dudes that hit me up like, hey, man, how are those massages? And all I can just be like, fuck you. All right? Let's be grown. All right? The man's doing his job.
Rubbing one out on your leg.
Ah, shit. Damn it, man.
All right, yo, listen, how was your week? You know, I'm sure you got a good massaging this past week, so let's talk about it.
Yo, physical therapy's going well. I'm getting stronger, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm hoping I could be back to, you know, playing ball and being back to my usual.
Oh,
been
shit.
In the gym, you know what I mean? Still following this meal plan thing, you know what I mean? Been kind of slow for me though, man. Like I weighed myself and like, you know, you go from like that big jump, like damn, you lost this amount, and then it's like you've been putting in that work and you go weigh yourself, and it's like, oh, so I lost 1.5 pounds. It's like I'm pretty sure I've been eating the same shit. I've been in the gym, so it's like, oh, okay, all right, well, fuck it, but I'm gonna stick with it, you know.
It's not bad to lose it. I mean, you know, every pound counts, man.
Yeah.
Every pound counts.
I still have a long way to go, but it is what it is, man. We're trying to get right for Jay's wedding, all of us, you know what I mean? So we're not looking sloppy in the wedding photos and shit.
God bless, because I'm going through it right now. So I'm going through it.
You know what I mean? And then the other thing is I had jury duty. This is my first time having jury duty.
I never had that shit.
Let me remind you, I have some fucked up friends, okay? I'm telling everybody, like, yo, I'm hoping this is, like, you know, a one-day thing or whatever. Niggas like, well, I hope you get, like, Stephen Avery's case for 2016.
I'm telling
or,
you,
like,
man, Stephen
a murder
Avery.
Case or something like that, and it takes you, like, all month. These are my friends. These are my friends.
Yo, that'd be cool as fuck. Think about
fuck
it.
Out of here.
Think about it. Think about being a part of some shit like that. Think about the jury that was, like, on the OJ case.
I barely want to be there now.
Not that I would want, nobody wants to be there, but just think about being one of the people to be able to say, like, yeah, I was one of 12 that decided this man either went to jail forever or whatever, you know?
Let me change your mind.
Crazy conspiracy theory.
Let me change your mind real quick. You know how much they pay you?
Jack,
you know how much
Jack
they
shit? Nigga, would they
a whopping $9 a day. All right? $9. And then if you go there, I think they said longer than 4 days, it jumps up to 25.
What is How long are you there? How long are you?
Oh, no, nigga. As long as the judge says, I think the latest is like 5 o'clock or whatever, but.
Shit.
But, nigga, all right. So I had jury duty on, and it was a selection on Tuesday. And now I'm there, like, all right, I'm going to be a little late, but it might not be that bad. Nigga, I passed the courthouse. The line was like around the fucking building.
Fuck.
So I'm like, all right. It legit, like, all right, they're having a concert in there or something. Like, the fuck is going on? DMX is on trial again. You know what I mean? Like, and he's in East Charlesburg. All right. Like, that's what all these people are for. But nah, it was like, they said they had like 90 cases or some shit. Like,
oh,
that,
that's
man.
Wild.
And they had to sit through like 300 people.
That's crazy.
And it was in rounds. So like, all right, if you didn't make it the first round, then you got to go back downstairs, get selected again, sit in the courtroom and go through the selection again. So I was actually picked in the first round. I'm happy about it. I go back on Friday. So by the time you guys hear this, I will be in the courtroom. They saying it should be a 1 day thing. I obviously can't talk about the trial, but it should be done within 1 day. I'm hoping that shit is done by like lunchtime and I could just enjoy my Friday.
Yo, what the fuck are people doing that they had 90 cases to go through?
Oh my, no. That's what they have right now. In total, they said they have almost 300 that is still like
people
they need
are
to
wilding.
Work on. And that's just in this area.
Yeah, people are wilding.
Eastburg has been wilding the fuck out lately.
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck have y'all been doing?
I gotta get the fuck out of here. Like,
nigga, heroin is going crazy. Every time I look up, there's another person getting arrested for either using or selling this shit.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, son.
This is
out
of control.
Out of here.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm hoping that soon, man. But that's about it, man. Besides that, I really haven't been doing shit else. Wow. I haven't been drinking, y'all. I promise you, I haven't been drinking.
I was gonna let you go. No. I was gonna let you go until you called yourself out. He said, "No, you know, really, I have been. I have been.
Oh no, no, nigga.
What the fuck?
I'm straight African. That's what happened.
Oh, really, I have been. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
you know what?
Shit.
I'm about done.
Nah, cause
I'm
karma lives. That's why.
Karma's alive and well.
Karma is fucking breathing. That's why.
Alive and well,
laughing.
Man. All right. Oh, real quick. Last thing. I promise you, this is the last thing. Been a lot of shit talking going on Twitter between myself, Jay, Drew,
you including
JP.
Oh my god,
you're cool with me. You're cool with me.
Say, don't put me
you're
in
cool
this
with
fucking
me.
Shit.
But you always end up getting involved.
I get pulled in.
Yeah, you do. I'm letting y'all know right now. JP and Drew talk a lot of shit about ball.
Wild shit.
Mad shit.
Dumb shit.
Okay, since he's not here to defend himself, I'm not going to trash him right now. But he forgets that we're going down to Mexico for Jay's wedding. I'm looking for a basketball court. And I said, Jay is going to hold the camera and he's going to record as I whoop his ass. Dead at game to 10. No mercy. I'm not giving him ball first. We shoot for the ball. Winner, you know what I mean? Every time you score, you get the ball back. None of that back and forth shit. I'm whooping his ass. And I'm going to record it. So whenever he talks his shit on Twitter, I'm going to link them to this YouTube link. Like, hey, if y'all want to see this, you know what I mean? Go ahead. And then after that, I'll find out when I can find Drew because Drew's down there in Florida as well. But I'm going to get to Drew as well. Pause. You know what I mean?
I gotta play. I definitely want to play Drew and I want to play JP one on one. I didn't get to play them one on one when I was in Florida. I will say Drew is wilding out like never before.
Oh no.
I will say JP had been playing ball a little bit, you know, while he's been out there so he could hit a layup, you know what I'm saying? A layup
finally.
Or two. You know, he's tall, he knows how to get his way into the paint, you know what I'm saying? You know, hit a little two footer.
He's not stronger than me though.
But yeah, man. No, I'm definitely because he talks mad shit. So we got to play one on one. I didn't play in one on one, but we got to definitely.
We can make that happen too when we're down there, and we can record the whole thing.
Oh, for damn sure, for damn sure,
the whole thing. I'm confident in mine. You know what I mean? So I'm willing to record it.
I ain't even playing ball like that. I really haven't. I ain't gonna lie. I don't play ball like I used to. But I mean, shit.
Listen, I'm sensitive when it comes to ball. Niggas can say whatever the fuck they want. They be like, hey, nigga, you dressed like a bum. Hey, all right, cool, you got it.
Niggas be like, you whack at ball.
I think I look all right, but okay. Let them be like, nigga, you're trash and ball. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fuck you up, nigga. I'm fuck you up.
Okay, Joe Budden. All right, Joe.
Okay, no, I just wild out.
About to
but that's
break my fucking mic.
Because I was telling Jay the other day, like, I'm not going to respond to this one dude on Twitter, right? Yeah. He said some shit, and then he said something else, and then he mentioned ball. And I was like, all right, no, I'm getting on Twitter. Fuck this nigga.
And you started wilding.
And I wilded out. And Jay was like,
didn't you just tell me
that you're not going to wild out? It's my button, man. All right, my bad. We're done. Jay, what about you, sir? What was your week looking like?
I mean, my week was good. This past weekend, I stayed home. Quanta went to New York. Mm-hmm. She was chilling with her family for the whole weekend, so I had the crib to myself. I did nothing but go to the gym and binge watch Daredevil. Mm-hmm. So I finally finished Daredevil. Now, believe it or not, I didn't finish until yesterday, but I binge watched Daredevil. I'll let you know how I feel about that. But aside from that, during the work week, I worked from home on Tuesday because I had to do a bunch of shit. I got my taxes done. I went and got blood work done, got my physical, which was fucking interesting because I guess I'm getting old as shit.
Yeah.
My doctor tells me, I don't know if y'all follow me on Snap, but my doctor tells me, you know, while he's checking me out or whatever, he's like, okay, breathe in, breathe out, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any pains. Has anything changed over the past year since you've been here? I'm like, nah. He's like, all right, you know, and you're still, healthily active and, you know, wearing your seatbelt when you're driving, no texting and driving, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm good. He's like, all right.
Texting
and
driving.
No drinking, no drinking and driving. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, it sounds good. And, you know, you're getting, getting your, having testicular exams routinely. And that's what fucked me up. Because my answer was hell no. Mm-hmm. He was like, I ain't getting testicular exam routinely. I'm like, no, not really. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you may want to think about that. Coming to the age where, you know, you might want to start getting it checked out. You don't have any type of weird discharge or anything. Everything's good down there. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything's good. I've never had a problem. Like, all right, some things to look for. He starts describing what sort of feeling, like if I wanted to test myself out, he said, you know, it's perfectly fine for you to just, you know, test yourself every once in a while. You want to make sure you're good because things, you know, you could never know and you could have cancer or any type of blah, blah, blah. Oh, you want to feel for any type of like beady feeling. It'll feel like a bead, like a small bead. In your ball. Now I apologize, y'all. This is TMI. I know this is TMI, but for my fellas that's around 26, 27, my age, like this is some weird. Did your doctor tell you that? Like, I never thought that I needed to at this age start getting those type of checks.
I don't think that's happened.
I thought it was weird that he said that. He was
actually
like, yeah.
No, you know what? No. I'm older. Actually, last time I did go to the doctor, and he was just real discreet. He's like, all right, man, yeah, let's check this out. All right, man, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, not even saying I've had it. I've had myself checked before, but the fact that he asked if I'm doing it routinely already, as if I was supposed to already be doing it.
Got you.
Like, he asked, like, okay, and you are getting examined regularly. And I'm like, no, am I supposed to be getting examined? Right. So... He said, oh, it's not a big deal. You can check yourself if you know what to look for. So he told me, and I was like, all right, cool. But then I left there, and I'm like, damn, man, it's going down like that, huh? Like, I'm fucking getting old. Like, before I know it, obviously colonoscopies, that's not until you're like damn near 50, but before I fucking know it. That's what I feel like. Before I know it, it's going to be like, oh, you know,
that's when
that
I know
age.
It's going
to
be over for me.
It's
when
a
it's
wrap.
Just like, once a year, the doctor gotta go
God.
Put his finger in your ass.
Fuck
like,
out of here.
That's why I know
bro.
It's over, man.
Nah, man. I don't know. And I want to be healthy, bro. Like, I'm not the type that I'm like, nah, fuck that. I ain't letting man put his hair. I was like, I want to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not so arrogant and fucking full of myself and prideful that I want to say, nah, it's not going down. Now I fuck around and have cancer. But the thought is very disturbing. Yeah. So... wanted to put that out there. Other than that, my week has been going by pretty fast. I mean, it's almost the weekend again, so we chilling. Now, back to Daredevil. I enjoyed Daredevil. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. Yeah. I enjoyed Daredevil, but I expected a lot more out of Daredevil because you, Sayer, my brother, And a couple people from my job have told me, yo, Daredevil's crazy. Even Joey, yo, okay. Daredevil's crazy. I'm telling you, that shit is the best show, blah, 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 blah. All right, cool. So I'm watching it expecting that. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was amazing. But I think my problem is I'm comparing it to Gotham.
Because you just got done watching.
And I just got done watching Gotham, mm-hmm. and I was very excited about Gotham. But if I wasn't comparing it to anything, I would say Daredevil was great. You know, pretty good backstory to how Matt Murdock got to be who he is. Same with Wilson Fisk. And, you know, maybe a couple other characters that, you know, have interesting stories. But I don't think there's too much character development aside from...
It's pretty much just those two.
Aside from Daredevil and Kingpin. There's not much else going on in the show.
Well, they showed his partner's story, but then I was also a part of his story as well.
Right, and it was very short. It was like an episode worth of, not even an episode.
Who else would you really want to hear about?
I wouldn't know. True. But if they were to try to throw some Easter eggs in there, like I know Daredevil used to kind of work with Black Widow a little bit, Elektra. There was kind of no like Easter egg saying, oh, this is gonna happen from this, or
they did that in Jessica Kingpin, Jones though.
Kingpin wasn't only a villain to Daredevil. You know what I'm saying? He was a villain to a lot of different.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking maybe if I can get like a little, just like the small Easter eggs that make you say, oh shit, I wonder if I'm gonna get to see them in this, you know, or whatever the case. But it was cool though. I did like the fighting scenes are amazing. Like it's really dark.
The fight
scenes are amazing.
When he goes
not
to the basement,
winning. Yeah,
that basement scene.
Or when he rescues the kid,
yeah,
oh yeah, it's
that
crazy.
Shit is amazing.
It's crazy. The camera angles, the way they actually choreographed the fighting is amazing. I definitely enjoyed that. I loved it. I loved the fact that it was real dark and serious. But
with it being dark, like with the fight scenes, like you ever watch like a movie, like the fight scenes, they just look like blurred or
too fake.
Like
yeah,
this shit is like, oh shit, he really just kicked this nigga in the throat.
No, you see
God
every
damn.
Punch. Yeah, you see every punch. You see everything.
Yeah,
and it's pretty dope. I wasn't a huge fan of the guy who plays Daredevil. I like him as an actor when he's calm. I enjoy the calm him more than the aggressive.
Okay.
Forceful him.
Okay.
When he's get out of my city, I don't take him serious. But when he's more like, no, I have to go, I have to do this, I have to protect the city, I like that part of him more than when he's trying to be like tough with a bad guy.
Gotcha.
Because these bad guys is out here whooping his ass. I mean, yes, he's winning at
that
the end of the day.
That was another thing that I did like.
Like he's getting fucked up too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I enjoy the fact that he's winning at the very end. All right, that's cool, but it ain't easy. Mm-mm. But, you know, just like the way he was talking to them, like, what are you doing? You better tell me. Don't test me. Like, test, motherfucker. You know, what do you talk like? Yes, I get it. You're Daredevil, but shit, man, you ain't all that.
I'm still excited for the next season.
Definitely excited for season two. No, definitely excited for season two.
You and I kind of had similar feelings with the Kingpin, the guy who played him.
Kingpin was a little weird.
He was, and I understand that, well, in the comic books, he was just a scary dude all around.
Yeah.
He was a businessman, but he was still scary.
Yeah.
And this one, he was just kind of like...
He wasn't scary yet.
He just looked concerned a lot of the time.
All the time.
He seemed like a pussy.
All the time.
But then when he would get angry, then he was fucking
then
people
up.
Then
he was scary. Then it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Like,
and
oh,
even when he got angry... He still looked concerned. Like, I don't want to really blow it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but every scene where he has murdered somebody, he looked like he didn't want to do it.
Well, I think it goes back because they show his childhood. He's still mentally like a child.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, like, you kind of see that in him. Like,
I just never knew Kingpin to be that way.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That's what's bothering me. It's because this is supposed to be some fucking feared guy. He was really only feared because nobody knew his name. Anybody whose name is not spoken is feared because it's like, oh, we don't know this person. Who is his employer? You know, blah, 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 blah. It's like, you don't really know what's going on. I almost, it was almost to the point where I thought he wasn't the kingpin. I thought this was just going to be somebody who worked for the kingpin, and we're going to see the real kingpin soon. Like, but anyway, dope show. I just like the story a little bit better in Gotham because there's so many different characters. There's so many different stories going on, and the development is crazy. Like, you know, there's just, I just love the Penguin, you know, the Riddler. Even the small stories in the background, we don't know what's going on. Poison Ivy, Catwoman, just all of it.
Nah, the story's dope, and it's coming back soon.
I think this month or next month, right?
I think it's towards the end of this month. So that might be something that we could also talk about on the show alongside The Walking Dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll save that for the end of the episode as usual. But yeah, that'll be dope. But other than that, guys, all right, let's get into it. Martin Shkreli, let's talk about this motherfucker real quick, because
Wait, let's explain who he is.
Let's do that.
People don't know. He's the dude, you guys might have heard about what he's done, but probably don't know his name. But he's the dude who bought the AIDS medicine, the rights to the AIDS medicines, and jumped the price from $16 or $18 all the way to like $750, so where it's like not affordable for people at all.
Right.
So that's who we're talking about right now.
He also is known for purchasing the Wu-Tang album, Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, that was auctioned for $2 million.
Yeah.
So two different things he's known for. Now, recently he's also been put under some allegations of security fraud in relation to his pharmaceutical company that he first started. I don't know all the details on that, but he's on trial for that currently. And he's also kind of been having beef with Ghostface Killer from Wu-Tang. That's what he's known for right now. So, first, I want to talk about the beef with Ghostface, because I thought
y'all really gotta see the video if you guys haven't seen.
I thought it was pretty funny. Definitely check out. Just type in Martin Shkreli in YouTube and type in Martin Shkreli versus Ghostface or some shit like that. But basically what happened was it kind of started with Ghost, because TMZ or somebody found him on the street, and they were like, hey, what do you think about Martin Shkreli buying your CD for $2 million? And he was like, oh, that's cool, and they were like, what do you think about him, period? And he was like, he thinks he's a shithead.
Yeah.
Because he took this pill that was like $13.50 or $18 or whatever, and he upped it to $7.50, and he just don't respect that. So he was like, he just thinks he's a shithead for that.
And he said he had a Michael Jackson nose.
And he went he went on later to say that he had a Michael Jackson nose. Because what happened was they followed him into a restaurant or something like that.
Mm.
Now, after Ghost called Martin Shkreli a shithead, Martin Shkreli got on some sort of TMZ interview, and he was like, oh, he's not worried about Ghostface or whatever. Like, and then Ghost had another interview with TMZ, and he was like, oh, I'm not, like, I'll play around. If he wants to play, I could play. Mm. He was like, look at this guy. He pulled a picture of him up on his phone. He's like, look at this guy. He got a fucking Michael Jackson nose. He looks like he's sweet. Like, anybody scared of him, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's like, if he wants to play, I'll play.
Yeah.
So then Martin Shkreli got tight and fucking did a video, had like three goons in the background with flags over their face. Which is hilarious.
Because he got goons behind him, and he's there in like a robe sipping wine.
Yeah.
So you got dudes acting tough, and he's just sitting there like, hey, man, I heard what you're saying about me. You know what I mean? And shit like that.
Yeah. So, and the CD was playing in the background. Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, it was playing in the background. Yeah, man, I got goons. I own you. You're my son. You don't want to beef with me. I'll get you, God, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, this is a warning.
I want a formal apology. Talking just like that.
Mm.
And I'm sitting there like, wow, like Ghost is gonna smack the shit out of him.
What he needs to understand is he only has these people behind him because of his money.
Exactly.
You know these niggas, he did not come up with these dudes. He's not cool with them.
Nah, he
you
paid
know
them.
What I mean?
He paid them.
He's gonna have to keep paying them. And once he stops paying them, they're gonna start smacking him around. On the other side, Ghostface got love out there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
he said he's gonna take him off of the album. He's gonna have his voice removed from the album. Mad shit. So I don't think Ghost is bothered by it. Now, Martin Shkreli goes on the Breakfast Club a couple days ago and has an interview. And you know, Charlamagne the God, he's not letting nobody live.
Nah.
He's not letting nobody live. So C the God was like, yo, I'm not shaking your hand. You know, Ghost, y'all may not know, but Ghostface is Charlamagne the God's favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Period. So Charlamagne the God was like, yo, I'm not shaking your hand. I want to know what you about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't rocking with you until I know. So, you know, they asked a whole bunch of questions. Yeah, they started off bad. So they asked a whole bunch of questions. They asked about the security fraud. They asked about, you know, how he kind of got started and why he raised the price of the pill. And he answered a lot of the questions very vaguely, but he answered them in a way that you couldn't argue that he didn't give you an answer.
Yeah. He made it sound good, but it was still not enough information for you to be like, all right, yeah, I get it. It's like he was answering them like, you know, okay, why'd you raise the price on the pills? And it's like, well, you know, you can get fined if you're undercharging for a pill. And it's just like, all right, that sounds good, but what was the company before you doing then where they were able to get away with selling it for, you know, $18, however much it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why weren't they getting in trouble for it? And he's saying he could have gotten penalized for it, not saying that he would.
Exactly. And to even expound on that, like, you're raising the price of a pill hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of percent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe even 1,000%. Okay. I don't understand. If you say, you can get penalized for not maximizing profit.
Yeah.
Okay. If you take something and you increase the price to the thousandth or whatever it is, how is that justifiable? Especially if the former price, the company who was selling it were never penalized for selling it at that price for as many years as they were selling it. When you mark something up, even if you mark it up at 100%, and you say, okay, I'm gonna sell it for double.
Yeah.
Or triple.
If he would have been double or triple, I might even understand that.
Or even
get your money.
Or even quadruple. It's like, okay, I'm gonna sell this for $100 a pill.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, like this shit went from $18 a pill to $750?
$750.
All right, cool. So that was his answer. You could be penalized by law for not maximizing profit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Doesn't answer as to why you raised it that high.
Exactly.
Cool. The next point. Oh, I'm not charging people this. I'm not charging the consumer or the patient.
Company.
Yeah, I'm not charging the patient $750. I'm charging the insurance companies $750. Okay. Well, if you know anything about how insurance works, when you go to the doctor and you get prescribed medicine, it's always going through your insurance.
Yep.
Now, there's a good point here. Not everybody has health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You, in that case, would have to pay out of pocket. But I'll get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
If you have health insurance, whatever medicine you're prescribed is always going to go through your health insurance, whether it's $18 a pill, $20 a pill, $900 a pill. It's going through your insurance. You have to pay into your insurance.
Exactly.
Regardless of what, you have to pay into your insurance.
Deductibles
and
well.
There are things called deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
So if your deductible is $1,000, guess what? You're paying for that first pill out of your pocket.
Yep.
Now, so that right there kind of debunks his whole insurance thing, but I'm not even done with that. You have this different types of insurance that's offered by different companies. So, for instance, let's just say you got a 70-30 split with a deductible with the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Your deductible is $500. All right. Your first pill, you're paying $500 of that $750. Your insurance company is going to pay the rest of the $250. However, you got to pay 30% of that.
Yep.
Okay. So now you're paying $75. You're paying $575 for that first pill. Your next pill, you're paying $200, $225 or whatever,
mm-hmm,
for a $750 pill. So, okay, you're not charging the consumer $750. You're charging them $225, which mm-hmm is still 500% exactly more than what the pill was. Yeah. So
two of them just is damn near $500.
Regardless, you're wilding. Mm-hmm. But nobody, you can't, you're not going to really sit there and break it down like that. You got, people are listening and they're just like, oh yeah, he's getting the insurance companies. He's not getting the, but the patients still have to pay.
Exactly.
Regardless, they got to pay. And if you have, that's the probably the reason why you marked it up to $750, because you knew regardless the consumer was going to have to pay $200 something, and they can't complain about that because that's reasonable for compared a pill. It's reasonable to save your life,
mm-hmm,
right? So it's not crazy to say, damn, I got to pay $200 for this pill that's going to keep me alive if I make $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of fucking money to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing he said, oh, you know, this is not a pill that so many people take. You know, this, you know, only so many people take this pill. Like, it's not like, you know, Xanax or, you know, these popular pills that everybody gets prescribed. And, you know, this is something that's rare. You could pay millions of dollars for pills. So $750 is not really that bad. All right. But were those pills?
Yeah, those pills were never like $10 or jumped to $1 million.
Yeah. What would, you know what I mean? Were they marked up from $100 to $1 million? No, those pills been $1 million. Yeah. Those pills been for the rich people. You know what I'm saying? You're taking something that anybody could have had access to and giving it a crazy markup to the point where it's like, all right, now nobody can have it. You know what I mean? Except for maybe not the wealthy, but the well-off.
Yeah.
And the people, you know, the people that don't have insurance, what are you doing for them? Oh, well, you know, there's a process. You know, if you can't afford it, you're getting it for free. The fuck?
But how are you going to... breaks down the process.
How are you determining who can and can't mm-hmm afford it?
Yep.
If I make $50,000 a year and I got bills,
mm-hmm,
okay, mortgage, kids, what have you, all right. Yeah, if my income is $50,000 a year, it might sound like I could afford $250 yeah a pill.
Mm-hmm.
But can I afford to live the rest of my fucking life? Can I put my kids in school? Can I, you know, what? How do you determine what is affordable and not affordable? Oh, there's a process. That was literally his answer. Yeah. There's a process. Okay, bro. Like, I don't feel like I got any information from him. It was just like, these are answers to get all of the yeah accusers and all the allegations off his back.
And it's funny because I was looking on the YouTube page. Like, I normally do this while I'm watching like a video, and I look at the comments and people are like, oh, he's really not that bad of a guy. Oh, you know what? He's really speaking some real shit. He's really, it's like, no, y'all are just feeding into this shit.
I'm thinking like, yo, you're not really thinking, what if you had to get mm-hmm this pill?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're all of a sudden, it would still click that, holy shit, I can't afford this. I mean, you know what I mean?
Maybe
you know
he's
why?
A genius.
Because I was paying.
I'll explain. Go ahead.
Nick, because this is how I look at it.
Mm.
The pill was $18, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you got that 70-30 insurance or what have you, right? So you're paying $5-6 a pill
mm-hmm
prior to him buying the company. He buys the company, you're paying $250 a pill as opposed to $6.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think he was such a good guy if you were the one exactly having to buy the pill. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe it's a way. This is why I say maybe he's a genius for this. Maybe it's a way of promoting safe sex.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Bro.
You know, imagine niggas are like, hey, man, I'm going to fuck these bitches raw. It's like, yo, do you really want to pay for those pills?
Ah, it's only $6. Nah, you know, nigga, it's like, $250
nigga, you
now.
You ain't hear this dude? Yeah, nigga. All right, maybe I should just strap up.
Yo,
maybe
think
smart
about
that.
Yo,
I don't need to. I hate to throw that shit out there.
Think
but
about this, ladies.
True.
Think about this, ladies. Think about this. What if the Plan B pill went from $50?
Oh.
To $3,000.
Oh, no.
What if it went from, let me not even wild out. What if it went from 50 to 1,000?
Mm.
$1,000 per Plan B pill. What if abortions went from $600, $700 or whatever that to, $10,000? Yeah, no, $10,000, $20,000.
Okay, yeah, be realistic.
Let's say $10,000, $20,000 for an abortion. Motherfuckers is not fucking raw. No, they're not.
There'll be a lot less STDs.
Y'all are not fucking raw.
Less children.
If you had to pay $1,000 a Plan B pill and $10,000,
maybe they're on to
something. This is what I'm saying, though. This is how I look at it. These motherfuckers is buying this AIDS pill like, yeah, man, damn, it's $6. And you know how, I don't know what the dosage is.
Yeah.
I don't know how many pills you
gotta
take.
How many times you gotta take it? Twice a day? You gotta take that shit.
And this is the thing. You're not getting prescribed. Doctors do not prescribe you for a pill. You don't get prescribed for one pill. You get prescribed for a dosage, bottle. Might have 10 pills. Yeah. It might have 10 pills. It might have whatever. How much is a bottle of pills? How much is a bottle of pills, bro?
Nah, that's wild. And you know what? I hate to sound like that. If you have AIDS, it's like, all right, man, you have to deal with it.
You have to do it.
That's what you have to do. You got no choice. Or wait it out.
You're going to have, it's going to be rough for you.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So those are some things, the other things you were saying, I didn't grow up good. I grew up in poverty and all of that shit. I don't believe
Brooklyn.
All that shit. I don't believe
janitors.
There's plenty of people, regardless of race, that are not black or Hispanic. Let's just put it out there, that are white, Italian, Albanian, whatever, that I know that have grown up in the city and they just don't act like this. They just don't. They don't. People, investors that work on Wall Street don't act like he acts. What I'm saying? Like, just his demeanor is real schoolboy.
He looks like he came up with,
I have money. I came up with money and I'm better than you because of that. And, my dick is small, but I got millions. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he really reminds me of the dude that buys pussy all the time.
Oh yeah, no, he does.
And then brags that he gets pussy all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is that man.
Yeah. No, it's actually accurate.
No,
it's accurate.
That's him.
You want to know another thing that we spoke about before this is, all right, he's telling the story, but he doesn't tell how he got the money to start this this company.
Doesn't tell you at all.
Oh, it's like when they ask him, it's just like, well, I took loans. It's like, all right, man, like, any of us could go take a loan, but I can't, me personally, I make decent money, but I can't go to the bank and be like, yo, you mind if I take out a mil?
Yeah, because what's your collateral?
Yeah, they're going to be like, nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
You don't, if you had, he said, you know how much money I had in 2009? I had $100 in my bank account.
Fuck out of
here. All right, cool. How did you turn that 100 into a million? Oh, I know people. There's investors that I worked at a hedge fund. And, you get to know people doing things like that. And, these people believed in me and they loaned me money. It's like, bro, I don't give a fuck what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot more to it. Might have been some illegal shit that you don't want to incriminate yourself for, which is fine. But you know what? I don't feed into the I knew people shit. Yeah. Because you can know every fucking body you know. Nobody's giving you $1 million.
I would respect him if he went out the Donald Trump way. It was just like, hey, I was given a loan for $1 million.
My pops or whoever, because Donald Trump said, hey, listen, my father gave me this loan.
A small loan.
Small loan of $1 million.
Of $1 million.
Bucks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself, Martin Scorsese and Donald Trump.
y'all can go fuck each other. Seriously.
And then go fuck yourself.
Fuck each other.
Because y'all are some fuck out of here. And Martin Scorsese Martin Scorsese talking about, I don't like Donald Trump. I think he's a dickhead. Are you fucking kidding me?
Nigga, you're a dickhead too.
That's your father.
That's not your pops, nigga. That's an uncle.
You kidding me? That's your hell.
Somehow, some way, nigga.
Anyway, off Martin Scorsese, Ghost is gonna smack the shit out of him. Speaking of beef, though.
Yeah, keeping the beef thing rolling.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, because
we speak about this nigga enough.
Yo. This is why we're losing subscribers.
I think so. They're like, listen.
I think this is why they're listening. And they're like, I'm tired of hearing about Meek Mill.
Yeah. All right. So Meek dropped the 4 for 4
part two.
You know what I mean? He dropped the other one, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cool. First track was okay. It was kind of dope. Second joint was that Ricky?
Yes.
Ricky was my favorite joint on the mixtape. I forgot what the third one was. I don't even think I really listened to it. And then you got War Pains.
War Pain was dope.
War Pain is dope.
War Pain was the diss record that Meek should have dropped 7 fucking months ago.
Yep. Right after Back to Back, you should have put that out.
Period, point blank. That should have came out the day after Back to Back.
Mm-hmm.
The day after he should have dropped War Pain. He was disrespectful. He was getting, like, I feel like he should have took O'Malley off of the record.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
That shit was whack.
A lot of people said that.
Should have took O'Malley right off of that shit. But he was going at Drake.
Even says his name, too. And says that his name. I really like.
Says the name, made references to taking OVO, taking the OVO chain if he sees it out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So at that point, now you threatening his team, too. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's the fucking hip-hop beef that I want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I want it to be like, yo, I ain't fucking with you or anybody that's fucking with you. And anybody that's fucking with you can get it, too. That's what I want to hear.
He now made it interesting. It was so one-sided this whole time, and now Meek just made it interesting.
I just feel like you made it interesting so fucking late. Exactly. You made it interesting at a point where I didn't want to hear about the beef no more.
Exactly. Is it too late?
It's but so fucking late. It's not same, too late.
Yeah, because at the same
because
time...
Because disrespect is disrespect.
Yeah, at the same time, though, Drake just released a song the same day, the
same
summer
day,
16,
after
where he's still...
Meek.
And it's after Meek, too.
He released it a little bit after Meek. However, let's discuss the conspiracy here.
Mm-hmm.
Drake released Summer 16, which is supposed to be on...
I guess it's like it's supposed the rollout for Views.
Supposed to be. I thought it was supposed to be on the Views album. Maybe it won't be. Clearly, it was just written because... it's another kind of, it's a jab at Meek. It's a tiny little fraction of a jab at Obama and
no,
Kanye.
You know what? No, no,
it's
wait,
not,
wait, wait,
it's
wait.
It's not a jab.
That Obama shit is corny.
It is corny.
All he pretty much did was compare his lines and verses to Obama's cars being bulletproof.
Right.
That's it. Oh, but people nowadays just hear, oh, he said Obama's name. He's dissing him.
Right,
like,
right.
No, he's not.
The reason I say it was a jab, because Obama made a statement.
With the Kendrick.
Now, here's the thing. It's not a diss to the president of the United States. I'm not saying it's a diss to POTUS. What I'm saying is, it's a response.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So, someone asked the president, which is the better artist, Kendrick or Drake? And he said Kendrick is the better artist. Drake is the better entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Drake was just making a statement like, hey, I heard what you said.
Yeah.
That's it. That's not it. Not a diss. But like a nudge. Like, hey, I heard you.
But
you know
nigga,
what I mean?
I was all on Twitter and they're like, oh, he's dissing Obama.
Nah.
I'm like, no.
Just... And I say the same thing about Kanye. I say jab because it's not like, yo, I'm dissing you. Yeah. It's kind of like, hey, I'm putting it out there. My pool bigger than yours. It's an ego thing.
I was waiting for Kanye to be like, nigga, fuck your pool on Twitter
That's what I'm saying. You do little things for a reaction.
Yeah.
Because you know the media is going to go to Obama and be like, hey, did you know that Drake said this? And what do you think about? Not that it's a big deal, but Drake is very smart. He does everything calculated. Yep. Having DJ Khaled, who's one of the most popular entertainers out right now, on
the
end of the song saying they don't want us to have a bigger pool than Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's all done calculated. Yeah. I'm not saying he's dissing, but he did it on purpose in order to get a small reaction. Whether he gets a reaction or not is up to POTUS and Kanye. Mm-hmm. But regardless, he put this song out. He's taking more shots at Drake. I mean, sorry, at Meek.
Yeah.
And this time it's a little bit on the, you know, more casual side. He mentions being in the same hotel as Meek when he was in Toronto.
He was on the floor above them.
Being on the floor above him, playing back-to-back before back-to-back was released.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Cool.
Yep.
Whatever. May or may not have been true. Could have been. I believe it, personally.
Well, I mean, Meek says it in the beginning.
Meek mentioned it.
Yep, he mentions it in the beginning of War Pains. Which is weird because it's like, all right, you're responding to Drake.
To a record that came out
and
after yours. So, two things
here. But wait, before you get it, because they both kind of like responded to each other on the record.
Yep.
Which we'll get a little bit into this, but it's like, okay, Drake, which he caught a lot of flack for this too, compared himself to Jay.
Yep.
Which I don't actually don't see a problem with it. A lot of people were mad about it, but it's like, all right, he went from saying he wants to sign with Jay-Z to now he is like a Jay-Z. He's now that dude that niggas can sign to. He now has his own artist. He's a hot artist. He's doing his thing like a Jay-Z. People took it as, oh, he's coming to take Jay-Z's spot. No, he never said, I'm Jay-Z. I'm taking Jay-Z's spot. I'm now like a Jay-Z. I am like the Jay-Z.
Absolutely understandable when you put it in that perspective.
But then, like, okay, he says that, and then Meek responds on his record.
And saying, you ain't no Jay.
Yeah, you ain't no Jay. So, like, it's weird. It's like, all right, how the fuck are y'all responding to each other?
And then
the song came out the same fucking day.
And then Meek says, oh, Tory from the Six, you ain't fucking, you know, we know, yeah, you ain't fucking with him, Lord, yeah, knows. And then Drake in Summer 16 is talking about Tory, yeah, Lanez. And it's like, yo, what the fuck is going,
yeah,
on,
yeah,
here?
I, like,
so there's two things. There's two things. There's two, everybody is more interested in the latter that I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. But the first thing is, this is all for fucking publicity. And mm-hmm, they ain't really beefing, and they let each other hear their fucking songs or, yep, whatever the fucking case. Or somebody leaked the shit to each other. Mm-hmm. There's that one. Now, the one that's very interesting is what Meek put on Instagram,
yeah,
was that Drake's ghostwriter, mm-hmm, leaked the reference track to Meek.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. I don't know how much I believe.
No. He didn't do that. He said that he spoke with him. That Meek spoke with the ghostwriter, and he was able to tell him pretty much what Drake was speaking about on the record.
Mm.
It wasn't that he leaked, because I doubt that Drake was letting niggas like have the record.
Right.
And I highly doubt that he might have had a ghostwriter on there, kind of like how he did before, since now he's, you know, kind of under attack for it.
That's what's interesting about it.
But then he still said that, all right, the ghostwriter let him know what Drake was speaking about throughout the record, which is how Meek was able to respond because he knew the song was coming.
It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what I believe, but I just do know it's interesting. I do know the beef is back on. I do know that Meek won this small exchange because I don't think Drake was expecting,
mm-hmm, oh, yeah,
War Pain to drop.
Oh, yeah. Drake is still winning the war, but
definitely won the war. I think this is a brand new war.
Yeah,
this got to be a new war, because Drake flamed Meek in, mm-hmm, 2015. 2016 is just, it's got to be a brand
maybe
new.
Maybe now will be interesting. It's, it won't be one.
Hopefully it's back to back to back, no pun intended. But yeah, I don't think Drake was expecting Meek to drop something, so he dropped Summer 16 as like, hey, I'm still on your ass.
Yeah.
But War Pain was like, mm-hmm, like going off, yeah, nah, going hard.
He was going off.
But him.
All I'm gonna say at the end of the day is I don't know why niggas fuck with Quentin Miller. because he just seems to be a snake ass nigga.
It seems right, exactly. And that's the other thing. I can't believe that Meek would have spoke to Quentin Miller about it, because why is Drake still using Quentin Miller as a ghostwriter?
Well, another thing that I heard a while ago is that Quentin Miller wasn't too happy with Drake. Like, all right, he got paid for what he did.
Right.
But I guess, like, the way Drake was treating him or saying some things about him that he wasn't happy about.
Which is exactly why I would say, why is Drake still using,
yeah,
Quentin Miller as a ghostwriter, if he even is at this point? Why would he still be using him as a ghostwriter, mm-hmm, knowing that he has ill feelings towards him?
Yeah, I don't know. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, Drake must have had to sit down with his whole team.
Oh yeah.
After,
oh,
that,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Because he,
yeah,
has to like look around at everybody.
OVO like, meeting, like, who the fuck leaked, mm-hmm, this shit? Because there's no
the
way.
Text went out.
There's no way.
I mean?
Somebody else could have. It didn't have to be Ghostwriter.
Yeah,
yeah. It could have been anybody. It could have
been
anybody.
Could have been everybody.
It could have been you're like, yo, I'm gonna play this shit. I'm about to release this tomorrow. And somebody heard him and was like, yo, I'm about to tell Meek. You know, yeah, what I mean? And Meek paid him. I don't know. Who knows? You never know.
We never know. We don't fucking know, man.
I'm just glad it's kind of, because, you know, Meek, while I'm glad he's going at Drake, you know, I'm glad he's kind of off of 50, even though he's still, he still had a he still he said something still, about he 50. Still
threw a few lines at still threw some 50, lines talking about memes, saying that he fucked with the real queens and free the real supreme and all that. Which, yeah, if niggas know the history, 50 and the real supreme and the supreme team, mm-hmm, did not fuck with each other. Supposedly, he might have killed 50's real mother. Yeah. Blah, say blah. You know what, yeah, I mean? So obviously, that's a shot at 5th. You know what I mean?
But it's more like now it's back to the Drake shit, you know?
Yeah.
But speaking of 50, 50 is still wilding out with his own fucking beef. He can't leave Diddy alone, man.
He can't.
He can't leave Diddy alone. He needs to. Somebody need to take his phone too.
Yeah, I said that.
You said that earlier.
Yeah, it's like,
somebody needs to take Meek's phone and they need to take 50's phone, mm-hmm, and they both need to just have a fucking timeout.
Yeah.
Because they just both wilding out. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
The memes was cool at first. Then it started to get overboard. And then same with like when he was going at Diddy. And I like how Diddy responded that one time, I think for 50's birthday, when he shouted him out. He's like, hey, I see what you're doing out there. I'm not going to really respond. Happy birthday and I wish you success.
Yep.
That was it.
Yep.
50's just been like, all right, the first time he said something, it's like, ooh, okay, that's kind of cool. And then it's like, all right, a week later, he's still talking about it. A month later, he's still talking about Diddy. All right, why the fuck are you still talking about Diddy?
And all he keeps having to say is, oh, no puffy juice, my liquor is better, blah, 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 blah. It gets boring. Oh, definitely not.
Yeah,
so now, new allegations arise, mm-hmm, today, basically trying to pin the murder of Tupac Shakur on Puffy.
Yeah.
Basically saying that he paid some Crip member named Dwayne Keith, mm-hmm, $1 million to kill Tupac and his manager. And, you know, so I don't really know all of the details, but basically ever since these rumors have arisen, mm-hmm, 50 has been taking it and running,
yeah,
with it. Posting,
yeah,
shit on social media. Oh, Puffy killed Pac. That was my favorite rapper. He's, you know, he's doing little skits where he's on the phone like, yo, you can't trust Puffy. He killed Pac. Like, yeah, he's just taking it and running with it, sucking off Puff again.
I mean, how do you feel about that, though? Like, this whole, the allegations.
I don't know, man.
Puff.
I don't know. I mean, we spoke about it in a group chat. JP had a very good point. He said, I wouldn't put it past the old Puff.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is late 90s. It was a whole different Puff.
Another thing, like, all right, the one thing that I would give Puff and Bad Boy was when Pac got jumped.
Mm-hmm.
That I might give them because it's like, all right, like, y'all are kind of clashing, but they were still kind of cool at the time.
And Puff was provoking it anyway.
Yeah, and he Puff could have been like, oh, Pac is coming up here?
Yeah.
Let's touch him up real quick. Don't kill him.
Yeah.
Fuck him up. And that's what happened. You know what I mean? And which that's what sparked the whole beef thing.
Right.
I don't know if I believe. Again, we don't know. And we're just going off a theory. But I don't think that I could really see Puff putting up bread to off
to
Pop.
Have another man kill. Especially in my opinion. I really don't know. I really don't know. Because
Puff back then was wild. But
I was alive in the era. But I wasn't alive at an age to really know what was going on at the point where it's like, I know all the background shit that's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All I really knew was the music beef, what was being said,
mm-hmm,
and kind of what was coming up in the news that was happening. And then all of a sudden niggas was getting killed and nobody knew who killed who. That's all I really knew. Who knows what was really going on? Because I would say to myself, I don't think Puff would really want to take that man's life. Yeah. He, you know, him and Biggie was cool at a certain point. Yeah. Like, would you really want to put up $1 million to murder somebody? Was it that serious? Yeah, but I don't know.
I don't think it was that serious. Because even if you go back, a lot of their interviews, like Puff and Big, it wasn't a lot of like ill will. Like, they were just like, you know, they beefing, you know, we'll just see where this goes. But it wasn't anything like, yo, when I see Pac, I'm fucking him up on site. It was never like that.
But
it was just kind of like,
you know.
But on the other end, Pac was the dude that was, you know, instigating a lot of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? We go out there, we fucking them up, we fucking they bitches, blah, say, blah, say, blah.
You just don't know how somebody could really feel. Because you're not going to get on camera and really say, I'm going to kill somebody if you're really going to do it.
Because then they could have had enough, like, all right, this nigga is talking too much.
If Puff would have said, if Puff would have said, he better not come to New York, or he better not come anywhere, or we gonna kill him. And then Pac died.
Yeah. Then it's like, all right,
going to jail. Nigga. Yeah, like
that looks a little
exactly. So the question for me would be like, where did this information come
from? Exactly.
Where did this information just come from out of nowhere? You know what I mean?
People have already thought about that too. So it's not like it's news.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just now this, I guess, detective is saying that he has some kind of
evidence. Now they got names. Now they got evidence. Yeah,
and it's just like, all right. Like, he's still going off of, like, he say and she say kind of shit.
This is 20 years ago, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then I also heard another theory of Pac was trying to get off of death row.
Mm-hmm.
And Suge wasn't having it, and we know that Suge was a loose cannon and was
very loose.
All right, bro, I you know what I mean? I got you out of jail. I got you situated, and now you're trying to leave. Nah, fuck that, and got him killed.
And here's the thing. Regardless if it was Puff or Suge, someone had him murdered.
Yeah, somebody had him
murdered. Both of these men, right? Someone had these two people murdered. That's the scary shit, is regardless, someone had this shit organized. So to even think about that, like, yo, who ruined hip hop like this? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
seriously,
who, like, somebody did that shit? And we know Suge is not no innocent person. We know he has killed people.
Yeah.
Whether he'll say it was alleged or not, we know he has killed people. We know he's probably had people killed. And it's like, is it really absurd to think that he had someone like Pac killed? It's not really that absurd. You just don't know. You just don't want to say it because it's like everybody is saying that you don't want to just feed into the hype of it, but you just never fucking know.
The one thing I do agree with is with the death of Big was definitely revenge.
Oh, absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Whether it was just some Tupac fan that was just like, oh, y'all got my man's killed, so I'm going to kill y'all.
Because you never know.
Was it Suge that was just like, all right, yo, they killed my man's.
We going to organize.
So now we
got to
kill him. We don't know. Unfortunately, both of these are still because
it could be anybody.
Nobody knows.
It could always be anybody. It could always be anybody. It could be somebody from New York. Like, they go that nigga Pac. He was talking mad. Nah, Biggie, fuck out of here. Brooklyn all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anything could possibly have happened, but it's like it was organized. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know, man. It's tragic to even think about. I don't know if I don't feed into the Puff shit either right now, just because it's so brand new. I gotta see something.
Yeah, exactly.
They gotta show me something like, nah, look at this document.
Yeah.
Look at this. Listen to this voicemail or whatever. We found this and...
Because, nigga, you and I could go out tomorrow and be like, hey, you know what? I know who it was.
Exactly.
You know, Jay paid me to go in off Pac and I did.
And put something on social media and say, I have proof.
Which I didn't.
Name.
Yeah. We gotta get that.
Don't incriminate yourself.
Like, I was like, I was how old at that time? Never mind, nigga. I wasn't doing none of that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Like. But that was like, you know, that's an example. Like, anybody could just go out and say what the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And people are gonna believe it, you know what I mean? Or whatever the case may be.
Speaking of 50 Cent and money, is he broke for real?
That's what they saying, man.
Is he broke for real?
That's what they saying, boy.
Because I thought, you know, everybody's saying, nah, it's a business move. You know, ain't nobody broke. 50's doing this because, you know, there's a lot of people that have gone bankrupt. Now they saying he only got $7 million in the bank?
Yeah. I think, well, first they said, didn't he have like 16? And then it was like, well, wait, nah, I may be worth 16, but I only have like 7 in the bank. And it's just like, damn, Fifth, like. Yo, yeah, your first album went diamond. You know what I mean? I'm sure you had a good contract. You had the vitamin water thing going.
Dog, Coca-Cola blessed you.
Yeah, sneakers. You had a clothing line that was semi-successful. You know what I mean? Like,
they saying he got $16 million in assets and $7 million in the bank. Damn.
You know what's even worse? Because JP brought this up. Imagine what the rest of G-Unit looks like.
Oh, my word, man.
Listen, I'll be good with 7 mil. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I never had an album that went diamond and I have all this success.
Man. You know what I mean? You got headphones. You got a liquor.
Well, he took an L with the headphones. He was sued for that.
Yeah.
I think that's what 50 fucked up was He was a loose cannon. He was trying to get into a lot of
Frigo.
Yeah, the Frigo, which I think that went downhill. Oh no, I think he's a part of it. Derek Jeter left out because of 50, but whatever.
Yeah.
The headphones he got sued for. I mean, God knows. Oh, what Rick Ross's baby mom's was, she won the case, and that's when he filed for the bankruptcy.
Yeah, he's just like,
he just started taking L after L, and the money was just going.
And he just holding on to this effing, man.
The effing, he holding and on then to he got it. Power. Yeah. Which I'm sure he gets a decent amount of money from that, but I'm sure
he don't got much time left to really invest in. Well, I mean, not invest, but he doesn't have much time left to really hit big on anything else, yeah. though. And all of his breadwinning investments were like his music, his album, his record label, his clothing line, and his deal with Vitamin Water. Those yeah. were supposed to be the things that kept him good forever. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Like, oh, man, I have no clue. And unfortunately, it's like even like. I don't even think people are checking for 50's music like that anymore. So it's not even like he can come out with like, all right, I'm going to put out an album tomorrow.
Make some money real
quick. Yeah, make some money. Like, all right, he put his last album, although still not bad for this time of day. Like, I think the first week came out, he only did like 50,000. But that's not bad. But then you're also looking at a nigga that sold how many million
that's
his first album.
That's what I'm saying. That is bad, man.
You know what I mean? Like, all the, if you look at 50's track record, it's like platinum, 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 platinum. Mm-hmm. And then like his last album, like he took a little stretch and like last album, 50,000. It's like, whoa, my nigga, what the fuck?
You not
what
even,
the fuck happened?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, you got all these platinum albums.
Go and, gold, bro. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't even think that album went on to, like, do... I don't even think it cracked 100,000. So it's not like he's going to be getting money off of music. You know what I mean? His alcohol, I guess, is kind of doing his thing, but it's still not Ciroc. And I think he's hurting it even more talking about Puffy because now people are comparing it. Now, let me ask you this. Would you have gone out and compared effing to Ciroc if 50 would have said anything? Or let's say 50 just came out like, here's my vodka, try it out.
I would not have compared it as aggressively as I did.
Exactly. Like, I might have like sipped it like,
I would have been like, yeah, it's no Ciroc, but
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
But like, I would now, not have like, flamed it the way
yeah,
I flamed
like,
it.
I have this high standard. I'm like, oh my nigga, you saying this better than Ciroc? Ciroc's my favorite vodka.
That's
nigga.
What I'm saying. You're wilding at that point. Like, if you would have just been like, here's my vodka, enjoy, mm-hmm. I'd have been like, it's good. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's no Ciroc, but I like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is exactly how I feel about it. But you saying, nah, it's better than Ciroc, fuck out of here. I'm like, relax, bro.
Yeah. So,
relax.
I mean.
Speaking of record sales.
Hate it had to be him, man. But yeah.
Speaking of record sales, there's two things I want to touch. One, the RIAA changed the standard for gold, diamond, and all that shit. They're now incorporating streams into...
Well, they were always incorporating streams, but it was a bigger number than what it is right now.
Right. And now, so what is it, like 15,000 strings per album sale?
Mm-hmm. It went from 10,000 streams in total. Like, all right, if you pull together like from Tidal, from Spotify, and you get like 10,000, then it's like, all right, that's considered one album sale.
Yeah.
And now that jumped down to 1,500.
But see, I always thought it was considered an album sale in terms of monetary benefit, like from the artist. I didn't know that it counted as a physical album sale, like as far as your actual copies sold went. I figured that your album sales all went through like SoundScan, like your physical copies sold, and your streams were the equivalent of an album sale in terms of your royalties. That's what I thought it was.
Another thing you gotta think about is and I think this is going off of like a Tidal and like a Spotify, where you pay for these services. So these artists get money each time. It might be a half a cent,
right?
Like for every song that's played, which is why it takes you 1,500 plays to equal out to an hour.
Which is what I thought was, which is what I thought what the determination was. Like, hey, every 1,500 or 15,000 streams, the artist is getting an album sale worth of money.
Exactly. But so I guess since they're getting that money, they're saying, all right, an album costs $10.
But now it's actually counting towards the class of, you know, whether it's gold, how many times gold, and then platinum, how many times platinum.
Nigga, once they did this, To Pimp a Butterfly jumped up to platinum.
That's what I'm saying. You know like what I mean? It's,
and
it's,
they weren't even happy about it. Like
that's what I mean. All of a sudden now, and I don't necessarily disagree with it as much. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. Like I'm not an artist. I'm not an artist that is
on
and you know that's affected by it. But I don't know how I feel about it yet. Like all right, it's kind of like a hand clap. Like bravo, they should maybe count. If somebody is streaming an album, you know, over and over and over, yeah, people are going to stream because they're paying for the service that they're using. I mean, it's only right. If I was paying however much money for Tidal, yeah, I'm going to stream the fuck out of shit. Because why am I going to pay for Tidal and still go buy your album? It doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
So I get it from that standpoint because it's like, hey, listen, we got to somehow account for the people who are paying for Tidal or Apple Music or Spotify or whatever it is, and they're listening to the albums. Where is the, you know, where's the representation of that? So I kind of get it. But then it's also like, you know, you could buy Spotify and I could just go say, since I got Spotify, I'm going to just stream Justin Bieber's album. I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, like, but I'm going to stream it because it's like, it may as well be free. I'm already paying for Spotify. Now, when you have somebody like me who went out and bought Justin Bieber's album because I really liked that album and I heard it on Apple Music. I heard it when I had the free trial for Apple Music. I heard it. But I got tight when my Apple Music subscription ended and I couldn't hear it no more.
So you're like, fuck it.
I went on iTunes and I bought it. So that right there is what I call support to a direct support to an artist. I feel like that now goes out the window because everybody can just listen to it whether they're a fan of not or not and just say,
and they contribute. Fuck it.
And the more people that do that, they're contributing to album sales that they really wouldn't have got from those individual people because they would have never bought the album.
Which I guess is
so
cool,
it's kind of back and forth with me. I don't know how
but
to
then it
at.
Makes it look crazy. I guess maybe since the way the music industry now is today, they, I guess, are trying to do whatever to, like, you know, have these artists go gold and platinum because Rihanna put out her album, and I think within, like, 2-3 days, it went gold.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the streams.
Right.
I think, if you had a Samsung, like, you automatically got the album for free.
Mm-hmm.
But what that means is Samsung went and bought the album.
So many albums. Yep.
You know, they went and bought 500,000 or whatever. And then Tidal bought 500,000, whatever the case may be, whatever the number is. So it's like, all right, so if you have Tidal, all right, cool, you have the album now. You know what I mean? If you have a Samsung, it's like, all right, cool, put this code in, you get the album.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it for free, but the artist is still getting paid. You know what I mean? So, like, it's, I don't know, man. Like,
I think overall, regardless of my own personal opinion, I think overall it's only right for the artist. Because at the end of the day, the main reason why album sales have dropped over the past 10 years is because of streaming, the internet, and piracy.
Yeah.
So it's just not the same market that it was. I think it's only fair that they try to accommodate the artist in some sort of way by incorporating streams. I can't knock it at all because at the end of the day, nobody's buying albums anymore.
Yeah.
And if everybody is streaming, We gotta have representation of that. We gotta say, all right, well, if that's what everybody wants to do, we're gonna, you know, equate an album sale per however many streams, and we call it even.
Yeah, you know, and I guess
so. I think it's fair.
It's good because then these artists that maybe their album is 10 years old, and let's say, somebody played your song in a movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Now these people are like, yo, what is that? And then they'll go back and listen to your album. They won't buy it, but they'll stream it. It's like, yo, you know what? All right. Let's say I just had, you know, a few thousand people go and listen to that song or that album. that artist is getting his money. So I guess I'm not mad at it.
You're going to see Eminem, Nelly albums.
Oh, no.
Adele album. You're going to see them go.
Oh, imagine. I got. I have to see Adele's.
You're going to see
Oh, no.
Them?
She didn't have a shit streaming.
She didn't have a streaming on. She didn't have a streaming at all.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Fuck it, she still did well, though.
But regardless. She might fuck around the streaming now.
Yeah, what?
She might fuck around the streaming now. Fuck that, man. That you're going to see a lot of these old albums that people are not going back to buy, but they're just going back to listen to. You're going to see a lot of them go crazy. You're going to see a lot of Michael Jackson. Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Oh, nigga, there's still albums that I'll go back and look for, and if I could find that shit and stream it, I'll do it.
Yeah, you just want to listen to it, right? Yeah.
Damn, all right, yo, so maybe it's not that bad, man.
I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of album sales, by the time you guys hear this, it should be out. But Future is dropping yet another album.
I'm glad you said it that way.
Yet another album. I mean,
I'm so happy you said it that way.
To my knowledge, he just put out a mixtape like 2 weeks ago.
Just basically yesterday.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, and now he has another album coming out. Evil, which is love spelt backwards. y'all let us know how you feel about it. But Jay, how do you feel about it?
I'm gonna listen to it. I'm probably not gonna think it's the best thing since sliced bread. But I'm kind of. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
You still gotta tread lightly.
I gotta tread lightly, but I'm beginning to grow tired of Future.
It's oversaturating right now.
It is oversaturating, and I'm growing tired of Future for these reasons. One, he has way too much music for me to choose from at the same damn time.
No pun intended. That was smooth.
Okay. No,
that was real smooth.
Okay.
My bad. Go ahead.
No pun, but I'm saying at the same damn time, I do not know which direction to go when I want to hear his shit. So I got my, you know, 4 or 5 Future songs from 4 or 5 different mixtapes and albums that I like to fuck with. But it's like, all right, man, you just dropped Purple Rain. You didn't even let it fucking sit for 3 weeks. And you already getting ready to drop another fucking album.
Yeah, fuck the fact 3 weeks, 2 weeks, a week. You didn't let that shit bubble at all. You didn't put out no videos.
I feel like he just dropped DS2.
He pretty much did. Nigga, DS2, What a Time to Be Alive, Purple Rain.
And What a Time, oh my God, yo. I just feel like, yo, just chill out. Just chill out. Just take it easy.
I understand that's his lane and like, we are also in an age where people, you know, digest music quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're always asking for something new. But my fear with Future, which I doubt is going to happen because he just has that Future hive and people that fuck with Future. But it's like, all right, man, like how long are people going to be cool with you putting out music, mumble music, not saying anything in your verses,
and
good melodies? The beats are damn near the same.
What gets me is he's not saying anything different.
Exactly. And it's nothing different.
That's what gets me. Is
how long
every
are you
going
to do that?
Every album and every mixtape is pretty much the same theme. I don't get like, I can't listen to 56 Nights or Monster or DS2 or What a Time to Be Alive or Purple Rain and be expecting such crazy different vibes to be coming from them.
Which, they're again, the we same. Don't expect that.
I don't expect it, but you know what? If I don't expect it, give me some fucking time in between time. It's like, I wanted to compare it to something, but I'm not even going to say it on a podcast. But you get to the point where it's like, I'm tired of hearing the same thing over and over.
But you know what?
Regardless
some
of
people,
the quality.
Some people may not, which, okay, I understand that. But it's like, it also makes me look at Future as an artist as I don't think he cares now. He just knows whatever he does is going to move. So he's just saying whatever the fuck he wants to say. He's doing whatever the fuck he wants to do. He does put some feeling into his music. But like he's just like not putting any care into it anymore. And like he's just like, all right, fuck it. This song is going to be about nothing, whatever, whatever. the beat is hot, y'all will enjoy it, and you know what, people will enjoy it. But like, for how long? For how long will that work? You know what I mean? Is that, I guess he's trying to capitalize off of that sound because that's the sound right now. And who knows, maybe a year or two from now, even though I highly doubt it, it'll go back to like boom bap or some shit like that or whatever the case may be. So maybe he's trying to capitalize off of it. But
one thing I can't do is knock his hustle. So
I'm not mad at it.
I mean,
all.
At the end of the day, he's doing what he knows is going to benefit him right now.
And you know what? It's not even like his albums are doing well, because I don't even think Dirty Sprite 2 went gold.
Nah, I don't think they're doing well. It's just they're popular. They're hot for the minute.
And I'm sure with the tours, he gets his money and all that shit. So
everything today is about being hot for the moment, and then you move on to the next.
And he's definitely hot right now. But I'm just wondering if, all right, he puts out Evil, and then let's say 2-3 months from now, maybe in spring, he puts out another mixtape. Mm-hmm. And in the summer, he puts out an album. Then in the fall, he puts out another album or another mixtape. And it's just like, all right, man, that's letting me know that, like,
He's just putting out music to put it out, and people are going to accept it.
And you know it's going to, you know, do well. And that's it. Which me, like, I enjoy Future. I definitely enjoy Future. Again, I don't sit there and listen to him expecting, you know, lyrics and storytelling and all that. But when I'm in the gym and I need some shit to turn up,
I fuck with him in the gym.
I fuck with it.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I like artists that I know are putting time and care into their music, that are really taking their music serious. You know what I mean? That's why you and I appreciate somebody like M.
Right.
It's like, if M puts out an album tomorrow, you and I don't know what the fuck we're going
to
expect.
We don't know what to expect at all.
We know it's going to be dope, but it's like, yo, we don't know what M's going to talk about. You know what I mean? I can't wait to hear it. But it's like, yeah, Future put something out.
We know exactly what it's going to be.
We know what it's going to be.
We know exactly what it's going
to
be.
When Purple Rain dropped, I just wanted it so I could get into the gym. That was it.
And it did me justice in the gym.
Yeah, that was it, man. So do you have anything else to say about it?
Nah, not as far as Future. Nah, man. I mean, you know, I'm going to listen to it, you know, and I expect it to be, you know, pretty hot. I just don't, I don't know. I'm kind of over it. I feel like I didn't even get a chance to really enjoy Purple Rain like that. You know what I mean? But hey, it is what it is.
I mean, y'all let us know how you feel about it. Let us know, do you like the idea? Are you a Future fan? Are you a Future hater? I know quite a few of them. I don't understand why, but
I know a bunch of people that love Future. I know a bunch of people that hate Future.
Yeah.
And you can't tell either of them anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, let us know how you feel. Let us know how you feel about how music is getting digested today, how music is getting put out, the rollouts, because Future just told us this album is dropping on like Monday.
I hate the rollout of album. I spoke about that already a few episodes ago. I hate the rollout of albums and music these days. It's just like, oh, I'm dropping it this week. Boom, done. Yeah. Like, we didn't know nothing about this 4 for 4 from Meek. Mm-hmm. We didn't know nothing about Summer 16. We don't know nothing about anything until it's out. It's like, fuck, man. Rihanna just fucking just dropped. Yeah, she was just like, oh, here you go.
Well, I heard it leaked, and since they found out it leaked, they just said, all right, fuck it, put it out. But anyway, it was probably still going to just be dropped.
It may as well be the same thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was still just going to be dropped randomly anyway.
Music may as well just get leaked. It may as well be the same thing.
Yeah.
Nah. You don't get no warning anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all let us know how you feel about it, man. I think that's pretty much it, man. We got anything else for the day?
Nah, man, that's it. Once again, we appreciate all of the love and support that y'all been showing us. Let us know what we can do to make the show better. We doing this for y'all. You know, you can hit us up at officiallystreet@gmail.com or tweet us at TOSpodcast_SO. Me, I am at JOmegaSO on every social media network.
And I am SireSO on most social media networks. I've been slipping up and not letting y'all know about Snapchat. Snapchat is Sire_SO. Y'all can get at us on there.
And this is the Officially Street Podcast, episode 25. Thanks for listening.
We out.
Ow.
Joey Els, nigga. Sire on the beat. If you got the crown, I'ma get that. Chop the head, send them to your place, straight gift wrap. Quick rap, send them to the vets, like get that. While I smoke an L and pop a 40 with a six pack. Nigga, I'ma get that. Something like a pussy when they walk. Cats sound like a bunch of pussies when you talk. If a nigga was a bird, you a pigeon, I'm a hawk. Cats better start the running for my dogs. Get the bark straight, spark that. You know what I mean, nigga. When I say bark back, I don't mean tree, nigga. I mean, we gon' park that. Hit them with a spark back. Gun clack caps, gon' be dancing with your knees, nigga. If you didn't know that, you should really know. Nigga, I'm fly, I got feathers and I'm pigeon toed. When I'm running by, all these bitches yelling, there he go. Nigga, I'm a don anyway. I'ma get it, yo. Nigga, I'ma get it. Whoa. Smoke that loud. Pour some more. Pour that loud. House some more. Nigga, we did it. Nigga, we did it. Nigga, we on. They say that I did it the way I just did it. I'm gone. Nigga, I'm gone.